And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program brought to you by educators worldwide. Joining us today is Dr. Philip McCarthy, an associate professor at the American University of Sharjah in the United Arab Emirates. And he's going to talk to us about AutoPeer, an automated feedback system designed to facilitate student writing and student feedback literacy. Thank you for joining us, Philip.
Thank you for having me.
So, what can you tell us about AutoPeer?
What can I tell you? Lots and lots of things. So where to even begin? Do you like grading? Do you love giving feedback? It's kind of rewarding. Let's put the positive things out there. And it's certainly really, really useful. But it's extraordinarily time consuming. And writing the same things and saying the same things drives you insane. Hence the insanity here. So about four and a half years ago, as I was sitting in a writing classroom and thinking about the 40, 50, 60, 100 papers that I'm just about to, you know, have to give lots and lots of feedback, and the repetition of it, it suddenly hit me, this can be automated. Now we have automated writing evaluation tools, but they can be expensive, time-consuming, complicated. And I wasn't really interested in evaluating papers. I wanted people to be able to check over issues and decide for themselves. So we know that peer reviewing is great, right? You know, just before you do all of that feedback, let's get everybody to sit down, go through a rubric. And results would certainly suggest that peer reviewing is a good thing. Do it. Absolutely. But, you know, at the college level for our writers, who has a group of people sitting around at 11 at night and they make mistakes and they have the same deadline. So it's very, very hard for them. So what we did was we identified the 25 issues that drive us the most insane. And we began the process of automating those. And this is the key. AutoPeer doesn't find mistakes, which is a bit weird to say, but it finds things that are unusual in a text. And the idea is then that AutoPeer will find all of these issues, and it will ask you, the writer, the student, and say, well, here's an explanation box of the feature. Can I give a demonstration at this point to show you exactly how that works?
Yeah, please.
All right, let's see if I can bring up the tool, if my tech is working. And let me bring up a paper. Okay, so this is a genuine college level, you know, about second year paper. And all you have to do is highlight the paper and just plug it into this big box here. There it is. There's a whole paper. They're ready for lots and lots of feedback. So let's give it to them. So on the menu, it says analyze. And the simple thing is just process everything. It does lots of individual things, but this is the easiest way and the best way to start. This is probably the point where I should tell you, you know, it's all free. It's for Macs, it's for PCs, Linux, if you happen to have that. So we're just giving it away. And as you can see here at the top, it's going through those 25 issues that we've identified. So it takes about 20 seconds. There they are. Now, I just told you, you know, it doesn't find things that are wrong. It says things that are unusual. So you probably know, you know, in a paragraph, typically about how many sentences does it have? And typically, but not always, of course, it has about 4, 5, 6, 7 sentences. The longer it gets, we've all seen it, right? You know, like the paragraphs that are a page and a half, they're very, very long, and they're rectangles, but they're not paragraphs. So what appears here, the first thing it's found in the paper is a paragraph that's 22 sentences. Is it wrong? I don't know. Autopeer doesn't know, but probably if you're a student, you'll want to think about it. Maybe you need some help. So there's an explanations menu over here. And where's it got here? Paragraph length. And you hopefully can see in this box here, you can get lots of information about paragraph length and paragraph structure. And you can decide for yourself. And you can give feedback to the instructor on this. You see, it's got things like really long sentences. Are they wrong? I don't know, but read the explanation. Why would it be this long? Maybe you want to rewrite it, rethink about it. And on it goes through these 25 issues. And the idea is simply, you look at it, you decide, you read the explanations. Because if we just give you the answers, not much learning is going to go on. So that's the basic idea. That's how Autopeer works. How is that?
Yeah, very interesting. So where can teachers get this? You said it's free.
Yep, it's free, which is always a good thing. I think the easiest way, if you just Google Autopeer, you'll find a website for it. But I also have a website called writingtheresearchpaper.com. One word. writingtheresearchpaper.com. And there in the menu, it says Autopeer in the corner, and that will take you to the Autopeer website. And at the bottom of the website, download a Mac, download PC, download the Linux. And if you've got any problems, email me. I'm very happy to answer questions. I'm basically a nice guy. I reply very quickly. I'd be happy to help anybody with download, especially for Macs. Macs are a little bit problematic with their super security stuff, but there's always a way.
So what has been the reaction from students and colleagues?
Oh, this is the best thing. This is the best thing. It's almost like kind of a little bit embarrassing to give students, you know, your software. It is. But every semester I sit in this room with, you know, 20, 25 students per class, and I show them the software, and they really are, you know, amazed, because, you know, there it is, you know, all of their issues come up, and they can see them, because it's so hard to find every individual issue. You can tell them about it all semester long, but you know, who can remember every single one? Who can search for every single thing? It's a lot to remember. Students are not evil people. They want to get good grades too, but it's such a cognitive burden to go through everything. And to have all of this flash up, the students are very, very excited. And why not? They get much higher grades. And my colleagues really want to mention people like Kristin and Maya and Matt working with me. And they bring me into the class, and I have a great time. I go in on my days off and work with them because I love this stuff. And the students give such great feedback. Could it do this? Can it do that? And much of what we have, of course, is, you know, students saying, I'd like it to do this, to show in that way. Because we as instructors, of course, we need feedback. So students have been wonderful, and students are happy. And that's a good thing.
So what can you tell me about the team that developed the Autopeer project?
Oh, good. It's really, really important whenever, you know, you're talking about any of a project, you know, to give credit to the wonderful students that have helped us. When I was beginning all of this, it was Anuja Thomas and Noor Kadora. They did so much work, and they have publications of their own. And amazing, amazing people. And I'm now working with Elena and Miriam, Nada and Farah and Huda. I just cannot thank my students enough. And I really don't want to pick out any one particular person, because they've all been just so great. But I just wanted to share like the inspiration when I came up with this idea. I was actually in a writing class, you know, with you know, an undergraduate student. And I said, does anybody know computer science? Because I program, but I needed someone to be like really on it. And this young woman just, well, I know, so I'm not computer science. I said, do you know natural language processing? She said, no. I said, do you know the Zojo programming language? No. Would you like to work for free for a long time to help me? And she said, okay. And I pay her now, but I certainly couldn't at the beginning. 4 or 5 years later, she's still working with me. Everything you see on AutoPure now is her work. And she's published now as well. So I really thank everybody so much, all of the students, and Aya Al-Hafi, the key programmer now working on it. I just can't thank her enough for making this possible and saving billions of hours of my time so I can concentrate actually on the students who need the most attention. Because if this is taken care of, then, you know, the students who really need your attention with the nuanced issues, I can help those. And that's the game. We know that as instructors.
Okay. Thank you, Philip, so much for joining us today. This has been your host, Melanie Gobert, for TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Thank you, Philip.
No problem. Bye-bye for now.
Very much.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by educators worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media and try a new teaching tip today.